St. Cloud State University is mourning and remembering President Earl H. Potter III after a tragic accident in Brooklyn Center Monday night. Minnesota State Patrol says Potter's SUV swerved off the road in Brooklyn Center just after 5:30 p.m. He was driving east on I-694 and hit the guardrail. Potter overcorrected into the center lane, nearly hit another vehicle, and rolled multiple times. The SUV came to a stop when it hit cable barriers on the side of the road. Potter was on his way to the Twin Cities for a meeting with the Foundation Board Chair when he died. A press conference was held Tuesday morning in the Administrative Services Building on the SCSU campus, where community leaders and friends of Potter spoke in his honor. MSCU Chancellor Stephen Rosenstone opened the press conference with consoling words about Potter's legacy.
Earl's passing is a huge loss to St. Cloud State University. It's a loss to the state of Minnesota, and it's a loss to higher education. He was a highly respected leader, both here in Minnesota and across the nation, as well as around the world. I will miss his leadership and counsel immensely.
St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss also provided comment on Potter's commitment to the university and St. Cloud greater community.
His vision, his first connection, was to make sure that it was the community. He many times said, and I can't reiterate over and over, the university will not do well if the city does not do well. And the city will not do well if the university does not do well. He understood that connection, and that connection is deep because of his leadership.
While remembering President Potter's personality and sense of humor, SCSU's student president, Michaela Johnson, shared a personal story.
One day I went into his office and he was very dressed up as per usual, but then I saw these bright sky blue socks, and I just had to comment on them. They were so cute. I was like, those are the best socks I've ever seen. And you could just see his face light up.
St. Cloud State's Ashish Vaidya has been appointed acting president at this time. He also provided comments at the press conference Tuesday morning, as did Director of Media Relations at University Communications Adam Hammer and Potter's friend Haji Youssef. Governor Mark Dayton also sends condolences to the Potter family and SCSU in a statement issued around 7 a.m. Tuesday. Quote, "We worked together on several projects benefiting the university," Dayton says. He loved St. Cloud State University, and he loved the students, faculty, and staff with whom he worked. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar also offered kind words on the passing of Potter. "He devoted his life to education and to the St. Cloud community," Klobuchar says. "His dedication to service and improving the lives of others was evident throughout his career." Services are available to help students and staff grieve at Counseling and Psychological Services, located in the Stewart Hall Building, Room 103. The number to call is 320-308-3171. The Employee Assistance Program is also available at 1-800-657-3719. Potter was set to begin his third term at St. Cloud State July 1st. He died at the age of 69 on June 13th. He is survived by his wife, Christine Potter, children, and grandchildren. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.